Epilogue. On a warm summer day in early August, Angel stepped off the bus with Justice. They walked a few blocks past a busy commercial strip with some restaurants she had never seen. The Golden Grill, Nico's Pizza, Fatburger. They passed Superfoods and then reached an enormous school sitting atop a shallow rise. Surrounded by a metal fence, the campus included a track, basketball courts, and a pristine football field framed by silver metal bleachers. A large sign next to the field greeted them. Welcome to Bluford High, home of the Buccaneers. Angel's stomach tightened with nerves. There it is, Justice said. Your new school. That paper says to drop off your cheerleading forms in the front office. Let's do it. Angel looked at her friend and took a deep breath. A whole new world awaited her. She knew it would be different from middle school. New teachers, new kids, new enemies, and she hoped, new friends. Either way, Angel was ready. She was grateful to put middle school behind her. She wouldn't reveal what happened there to anyone at her new school. The less her classmates knew, the better. That was the way it had to be. The world would see a new Angel. It was the fresh start she wanted. Angel seized it with both hands. Let's go, she said, walking to the front doors of Bluford High.
This has been a Townsend Press production from the Bluford series of books, Girls Like Me, written by Tanya Savory, read for you by Shayna Walker. This book was produced by Dave Giorgio and features the music of Kenyon Whittington. For more information, visit our website at townsendpress.com.